It's a brief review of Parasite. I haven't done a film review for a while because I haven't seen anything that I thought was too great to comment on. And also I thought the views might be popular, common views that people would have anyway. But I just want to know if anyone saw Parasite and thought what I thought of it. There's other ways to view it, but I thought, to me, what stood out was the fact that the family... I'm trying not to give away too much in this film because I don't want to describe what exactly happened, because it's a surprise to me. I didn't know what it was about when I saw the title. But the family, the poor family, the main family of the film, I thought when they saw the other family that was poor, they would be like, okay, let's work together, and both of them would triumph. Instead, I think it shows what our society is like, that people on our same level, say social status or how should we say it, like say working class, that kind of thing, we treat worse, like we don't want each other to prevail because we're from the same area and we want to push ourselves up by not necessarily helping people in the same background, because it's like only one or two of us can do it, when in reality we can help each other and both benefit, and both families in that instance could have benefited. Instead, they work against each other, which didn't make sense to me, and none of them profit, and they didn't get what they want in the end. So yeah, I just thought it showed how society in general, sometimes when we're at the same level as others, we don't necessarily help each other when we can and both succeed. Instead, we go against each other because we see, oh, that's a reflection of myself, and it's like only limited spaces, only a few of us can get out of this situation. That's how we see it somehow. I don't know if that's from films or society in general, but everyone, a lot of people seem to have that view. I also thought the film shows how we see the family as being poor, but then we see they all have individual skills which are useful and are shown in how they serve the rich family. They have the skills, but they've just used their skills in a dodgy way, but they're still getting good money for what they do. So they have the skills and they can better themselves, but they were just willing to do things in a dodgy way still. They didn't want to use the skills, just that alone, to advance themselves. And we see how, just a reflection of society really, sometimes people have skills that are really valuable, they don't realize what those skills are, and they're using it in the wrong way. Like someone that might have hacking skills on a computer, and they've hacked into something, and they're now a criminal because they've hacked into something bad, when they can use their skills for a company to say, I've exploited, you know, a weakness in your system, and this is how you can fix it, and get paid very well for doing that. I'm sure there's a name for it, I can't think of it now, but it's basically cyber security. They can work for the good guys and get paid rather than being a bad guy and trying to steal. But yeah, the family have skills that they're not using, and they try and use it in a dodgy way to advance themselves. We also see from the second family who were, I don't want to spoil it and say where they were, but they kind of admire and worship the rich people because they're benefiting from them in a way. But I think if they'd done it in a different way, they could have somehow advanced and benefited from the rich people rather than worshipping them and just living off them like a parasite, as the name says.